New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani hosts Islamic Radicals. By Neil Monroe on March 12, 2026. New York's smiling Muslim mayor is using the city government to display official support for Islam and its aggressive activists, including Mahmoud Khalil, a foreigner who has backed Islam's jihad attacks against Israel. On March 11, Mayor Zoran Mamdani used City Hall to commemorate an Islamic religious holiday, underscoring the event's foreignness by requiring invitees to sit on the floor. One of his invited Islamic activists flashed the single-digit salute of Islam, which is most frequently displayed by ISIS's gunmen and murderers. On March 9, the signal was flashed by one of the two Islamic youths who threw a homemade bomb at Americans in New York. The imported single-finger Tawhid sign is used by aggressive Muslims to display the Orthodox Muslim claim of singular authority for their God, Allah. It is also used to show hostility toward Christianity, which uses the idea of the Trinity to describe human-like aspects of God. The sign also shows enmity toward Hinduism, which has many gods. Islam's legalistic scriptures require observant believers to hate non-Muslim neighbors, religions, ideas, and politics, and to violently impose Islamic law and culture on everyone. The Tawhid-style religious aggression is not normal among the many Muslims who wish to integrate into American civic culture of freedom, sexual equality, and reciprocal citizenship. But Mamdani's Islamic display was aimed at his incongruous political base of revolutionary Muslims who do not want to integrate into America's shared culture, non-political Muslims who just want public recognition and status, and secular progressives. Many American progressives, like their European peers, are willing to make political alliances with Islamic advocates and their bloc-voting Muslim immigrants. The Mamdani event took place 25 years after Islamic activists used airliners to smash the Twin Towers and kill 3,000 Americans. The Islamic-themed event drew widespread criticism from mainstream Americans. "People need to understand the symbolism of this," said Brigitte Gabriel, an anti-Islamic activist who was born in Lebanon. "Islam is all about symbolism and projecting their dominance. New York City has been conquered and Mamdani is proclaiming it to the Islamic world. They don't want to keep religion out of politics," said Representative Brandon Gill, RTX. "They want Islam to conquer the West." The Tawhid display in City Hall comes after Mamdani and his hostile wife hosted revolution-promoting Khalil for an Islamic-themed dinner at his official home in Gracie Mansion. For Mahmoud Khalil, "This past year has been marked by profound hardship and by profound courage," Mamdani said in a tweet. "A year ago, Mahmoud was walking home through our city after sharing an iftar with his wife Noor when he was detained by federal agents, flown to Louisiana, and then held in an ICE facility for months. In that time, he was forced to miss the birth of his first child. All of this for exercising his First Amendment rights in protesting the ongoing genocide in Palestine. And yet, even in the face of that cruelty, there has also been beauty. New Yorkers raising their voices in solidarity. Mahmoud is a New Yorker, and he belongs in New York City." Mamdani's meeting with Khalil prompted much condemnation. When Khalil and his group took over Barnard's library, they put up posters and distributed pamphlets valorizing Hamas on October 7, said a tweet from Harvard Law professor Stephen Sachs. He wrote, "Like I've said before, you can think the Nazis had a right to march at Skokie and not invite them over for dinner. That makes at least two of the people at this dinner." The Khalil endorsement at Gracie Mansion also came after Mamdani whitewashed a jihad bomb attack on Americans outside his official home, named Gracie Mansion. After the subsequent nationwide reaction to his claim of white supremacy, he issued a second tweet naming the two jihad attackers, but neither admitting their Islamic motivations nor celebrating the police who caught the two Muslims. "This is terror washing, pure and simple," wrote columnist and TV personality Batya Ungar Sargon. The mayor's endorsement of a jihad advocate follows the mayor's public prayer at a mosque where leaders repeated Orthodox Quranic commandments for endless war against non-Muslims. Overall, the mayor is aggressively expanding opportunities for Orthodox Islamic groups in New York to expand their visibility, influence, political demands, and endorsement of political violence against Islam's enemies, but especially against Jews. For example, More mosques are being allowed to broadcast their claims to Islamic supremacy 5 times a day into New York's diverse population.